Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading ahead of USDA's release of its September crop production and WASDE numbers due out at 11 this morning. Hard red December wheat is 6.94 down three quarters. Soft December, 6.44 and a quarter down three and three quarters, now four. September corn, 4.83 and a half, up three and three quarters. December, 4.68 and a quarter down four and a quarter. September soybeans, 13.91 down 14 and a quarter. November, 13.42 and a half down 15 and a half, now 15 and three quarters. September soybean meal, 454.60 down 6.30. October's 422.40 down 6.80. September soybean oil, 42.70 up 5 cents. October, 42.67 down 5 cents. October live cattle, 125.22 and a half up 17 and a half. September feeders, 156.60 up 22 and a half. October lean hogs are 90.57 and a half. They are up 27 and a half, now 25. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Quick program note to everyone. Dan will join us this afternoon at 12:40 Central Time after the release of the reports to go over how the market responded and his thoughts going forward from the report. Dan, will USDA get ahead of itself in the September report or wait till October for big moves?
Well, my guess is they'll wait till October for big moves. But the problem that we have with this report is unless there is a big move, it's going to be pretty much viewed as old news, and it's kind of hard to get a market to respond positively to old news. And I think the classic case here is probably looking at the corn market. It's nearly impossible for USDA to move the corn number low enough if you're on the bullish side of the case to tighten up the balance sheet to give the corn market a boost, and any kind of upward revision in corn would put us at the 2 billion bushel carryout fairly quickly. So it seems like it's going to be difficult to get anything positive probably out of the corn market, and therefore I think the trade would view that as somewhat bearish, and that may be the case here with corn trading 4 cents lower here as we speak. Soybeans is a little different animal. A bushel drop in soybean potential would tighten the balance sheet, but most people feel that USDA's demand numbers that they're currently using on the August report are sloppy enough that USDA could probably trim demand and still keep carryover at least at a reasonable level, and one would not have to worry about here, at least initially. Now, a two bushel drop would chatter things or shake things up quite a bit. If they go the other way and maybe raise the bean yield a bushel, then all of a sudden we're talking about 300 million bushels carry out, and that would be viewed very bearish. So when you just look at the raw numbers, it would be easier to get a bearish reaction out of today's report than it is to get a bullish reaction.
And I guess if you look at soybean carry in, and that is old crop to new, if you do the disappearance numbers, you will quickly see that there are hardly any soybeans left in the United States. I think I read a report today that put it at 4 or 5 million bushels, which is nothing. USDA won't give us that, but they're low to go forward. You're going to get something over 100. But there's no way for them to take that out anytime soon, given the tightness of what you talked about.
Well, they're not going to mess too much, I don't think, with old crop numbers. Now, they may do some minor adjustments on the corn balance sheet, might even do a little minor adjustments on the corn balance sheet or on the soybean balance sheet. But old crop, I think, is pretty well set in place until they take a look at the September 1st stocks numbers that'll be released here on September 30th. So that'll be when they do any kind of major juggling, if major juggling is needed on the old crop situation. A new crop, we will see some adjustments on supply and demand here. If the crop's a little bigger, I think USA is plenty high on demand, so they'll probably have to put it in the carryover. If the crop comes in smaller here, they'll probably shave some of the demand deal, so ending stocks ain't going to change much. So that's why I say, when you just look at the raw numbers, it would have to be a major shock to stir up a bullish report in corn and soybeans here today, or at least get a bullish reaction. Corn yields, what we're hearing, at least on the early front, are all better than expected. So that kind of feeds into the idea that these private crop estimates that show a little larger crop on the August crop report may be more in tune than what the average trade guess is, where the average trade guess is looking at a little smaller crop. So I don't see big shockers. I think it's going to be mostly disappointment because it's not bullish, probably more likely than anything. But on the other hand, I don't think that's new news, and you got to have new news to take a market lower.
So where does corn grind? I mean, the 25-day moving average has provided overhead resistance in December corn for over a week now. If it comes out as you suggest, is there enough bearish sentiment in the marketplace to try the August lows again?
Well, they probably, yeah, if it would come out a couple bushels higher like some of these private estimates are, yes, we would probably drip down 10, 15 cents fairly quickly, and then we'll see what kind of support that we have in the market. It would test that early August low. But if we come in a couple bushels lighter, like what the trade's kind of looking at, it's hard to get a market to really go down if supplies are shrinking. Even if we have adequate supplies, it's still difficult. When supplies are shrinking, it's difficult to get the market to go down. And that same way in soybeans. If production numbers come in a little smaller, it's hard to knock them down because supplies are shrinking. And then I think the trade will quickly look ahead at October acreage revisions, and most kind of feel that at least based upon what we saw in the August certified acreage report, which was July numbers, there is room for some downward adjustment in planted and harvested acres. Now, we're going to get a new report, I think.
17th, I think.
Yeah, I think Tuesday we're going to get a new report. But based upon the old numbers, one could build a case that maybe corn acres could come down a couple million, maybe bean acres could come down 800,000. But we just don't know yet. This new data that comes out on the 17th will give the trade a little better idea. And the reason why this 17th data is better is because USDA extended the 30 days for farmers to report their acres. So that'll be a little more solid number to kind of gauge from.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. December corn, 469, down 3.5. And November soybeans are 1345, down 13 and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.